This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. An earthquake of magnitude 5.2 on the Richter scale occurred in Kamjong, Manipur at 5:59 a.m. this morning. Tremors were felt in Guwahati, Itanagar and various parts of Northeast India. No immediate casualties or damage were reported. Biri Thakkar of Arunachal Pradesh won 2 gold medals and 1 bronze medal at the BWF Czechia Para Badminton International 2026. The tournament was held in Prague, Czech Republic from 14 to 19. Thakkar won his first gold in the men's singles SL4 category by defeating Germany's Nils Boning, who is marked world number 16. His second gold came in the men's doubles SL3 SU5 category. He also earned a bronze in mixed doubles SL3 SU5. In the men's singles quarterfinals, Thakkar defeated Rickard Nilsson, a 6-time European Games medalist. Arunachal's Joni Mangkhya secured a bronze medal at the recently concluded 15th Silent Night International Karate Cup 2026 held in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Her consistent performance, including a gold medal at 5th KIO National Karate Championship, has earned her a place to represent India at the upcoming World Karate 1 series in Spain, to be held from 24 to 26 April 2026. Representatives of Arunachal Pradesh University, Pasighat, met Union Minister of Minority Affairs, Kiran Rijiju, here in New Delhi on Monday, seeking his intervention on fellowship support for the university's PhD research scholars and basic campus infrastructure development. Rijiju assured the APU delegation of his support on the infrastructure matters and advised the university to submit its proposals through the proper channel via the state government and the relevant central portal, so that scheme benefits under applicable central government programs could be sanctioned in favor of the university. On the fellowship matter, Rijiju acknowledged the concern and assured the delegation that he would look into the possibilities and take up the matter in discussion within the Union Minister of Education. Further, the APU representatives also participated in the EU-India Higher Education Cooperation Networking Seminar held on April 20 at the Lalit Hotel, New Delhi. The Arunachal Rising Campaign 2026 was launched today in Changlang District by the Deputy Commissioner Vishal Saha. He highlighted flagship initiatives like Dulari Kanya Scheme, Education Support Measures and Beti Bachao Beti Padhao, promoting welfare, inclusion and empowerment overall. Awareness on NDPS Act, student stipends, uniform assistance and women empowerment was promoted through outreach activities and flagged vehicles. Meanwhile, district-wide programs ensured messages reached remote villages, encouraging responsible, informed and drug-free communities well connected. Human Rights Council of India organized a Declaration of a State Unit cum Felicitation Program for the Art of Human Peace Mission 2026 awardees yesterday at Itanagar. Founded in 2012, the HRCI is a registered NGO dedicated to protecting human rights, supporting the underprivileged and promoting justice and equality. Chief guest of the occasion, Alo Libang, MLA cum advisor to Chief Minister, felicitated the awardees and encouraged them to continue their good work. Among the awardees, Taku Tacho, Srimati Yatum Gangkak, Srimati Aruna Tatin, Onil Tatin, were conferred with Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Global Peace Award 2026. Meanwhile, a total of 14 others were conferred with the Art of Human Peace Mission 2026. A 3-day training program for enumerators and supervisors for Census 2027 commenced yesterday in Papumpare district. The training is being conducted in a decentralized manner across subdivisional headquarters at Balijan, Doimukh and Sagali. In Balijan, the training covers participants from Balijan and Sangdupota circles. At Doimukh, sessions are being held for both urban and rural charges, while in Sagali, participants from Sagali urban and rural areas as well as Toru circles are attending. A total of 29 in Balijan, 32 in Doimukh and 50 in Sagali enumerators and supervisors are participating in the training. The second batch of training will commence on 23rd April at Sagali, Balijan and Kimin, while door-to-door enumeration is scheduled to begin from 1st May 2026. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.